Okay, so you're here. You've signed up and you've joined the new members group and you've clicked on this. First things first. Well, the first thing you could do is to sort out your whole profile page. If you click on your name on the right-hand side at the top, that will take you to your profile space and you'll see a number of tabs, two layers of tabs that I just want to take you through for a moment. If you click on the activity, that, as it might suggest, highlights your activity on the site, whether it's involved in a group or generally. And if you click on activity, you can see that you come to your own personal one, but you can, as you develop friendship networks, you can see what your friends have been doing. You can look at activity that you've been involved in on your groups. Also an interesting feature is the at feature. So if you are referred to anywhere on the site, then you can pick that up from there. On the personal space, it invites you to say what's new. It could be simply that you want to put a general comment, maybe a word about yourself. You may even want to begin a blog of some kind about your experiences here or just in general to use that space. If we move along the top line, you come to profile. If you click on that, you'll find that there's a chance to edit the profile. And if you go into that, then you can add in the following features. You'll notice it will say editing base profile group, first of all, and it has two rectangles. On the left it says base, and on the right it says courseware. Base, first of all, space for your name, your date of birth, and then they should be indicated and check the boxes that you've already shown you've got an interest, the subjects you've got an interest in. So you can check those out. If you click on the courseware rectangle, courseware is the system that is used within each of the groups to deliver a formal course. Now, as we'll see later, it may not be that you want to get engaged in a group at that level. There are other ways of doing it. But if you do, basically, there are three roles, and I hope you will, there are three roles you can have. You can be a teacher in the group or a student. You'll start as a student if you join the group. But you can also apply to be a teacher and then be able to set up and run your own group. That will send a message through to me as the administration manager of the group, and we'll be able to sort that. You might need to just wait a little for that to be confirmed. Going back to your group, your personal page, we have messages at the top, any direct messages you've received, friends, the groups that you have joined and belong to. And then we have settings. Settings on the right-hand side. General settings, which will simply have your account email. If there you want to change your password, you can. To the right of that, it says notifications, which is the place where you indicate when you wish to be notified through your own email inbox as to various activities. Perhaps if you're mentioned using the at moniker, if you have a member reply to you, member sends you a new message, friendship request, activity in a group, and so on. The list is right the way through there. You can choose yes or no, and then save those changes. So, once you've set up your own personal page, it's time to explore another group. Perhaps it might be that you want to have a look at the Poetry pre-1914 group as a model. But feel free to have a look at the continuing tutorials that are just intended to be an orientation to the site. Okay, hope things are going well so far. Thanks again for joining us.